Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Monday. Junkies back with you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. As always, presented by Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. We thank you for tuning in this Monday morning, April 27th, 2020. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Eric Pickle.
Good morning.
Morning. Johnny Cakes Auville.
Hello, Rickies. Good morning to you all.
And Jason Bishop.
What's up? That was the weekend.
JD. Nice NFL draft coverage to watch, so that was good.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Watched The Last Dance last night. That was good.
All right. Don't give anything away.
I only watched one of the two episodes. My son could only handle an hour at a time. So we watched the third episode. Was the fourth all about Rodman, too?
No, it was mostly Phil Jackson.
Phil Jackson. Oh, okay.
I watched Zero because I had to watch Homeland, of course, the series finale. I think I might be punching out on all the Michael Jordan propaganda. After two episodes, that might be my move.
How would you grade the series finale of Homeland?
B plus.
Anything unexpected? Any twists?
Be careful! Oh, yeah. You're gonna give something.
Oh, there
away.
Is.
Have you ever
there
been on you ever been on a roller coaster that does a bunch of loops and corkscrews?
All right, that's all I need to know.
Or seen one? Yes. Then yes,
I give it a higher grade than Cakes.
Really?
So you know, I'm a maniac. I watched both episodes of The Last Dance and the Homeland finale last night.
You're a massive television consumer.
I would give it an A minus. I don't even know why. Actually, you know what?
An A.
Why would I give it a demerit? Like there really wasn't anything bad about it.
Well, what happened to you? I thought you were taking the week off. They didn't let you take the week off because of.
Yeah, I mean, I just threw it out there because I haven't taken a day off this year. So I was thinking, why not take it this week? Because I think my second week of vacation is in June. So figured maybe spread it out by a couple of weeks.
Yeah. I'm not taking a vacation until I can actually go somewhere.
They're actually sponsors. Well, that might not happen for a long time. Well, I don't anticipate going anywhere.
I might take about five straight weeks once they finally lift all this.
I mean, I still have a vacation scheduled for July in South Carolina, and I'm full steam ahead at this point, unless I hear otherwise.
Well, I think they have started to open that up.
Unless the rental agency tells me that I can't go or it's unavailable, I'm planning on going.
Right, you're not Outer Banks, though. You're Kiawah Island.
Correct.
And they never had an issue there, right? Did they ever stop people from going to Kiawah?
I think they may have closed the beaches for a while, but
they're back open.
They're back and open for the business.
Yeah.
Look, the one thing that they know is that being outside is way better for you than being inside with a bunch of people.
And trust me, on that vacation, I'm already socially distant. Before the pandemic hit. So I think I can replicate that in 2020.
Right.
Well, I wasn't sweating going anywhere. I just figured it'd be nice to not have to wake up every once in a while. And we don't really have weekends because we're working weekends anyway. So it'd just be nice not to have to worry about the show for a couple of days.
What's the verdict? Because you have advertising deals or whatever, you can't take off yet?
Correct.
They have to plan it in advance?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that makes sense. I mean, it's hard to just it's hard to just call your vacation about 8 hours before you got to go to work.
Yeah, the Drab T-shirt and Company, they like a little bit of advanced heads up.
But I did feel bad for you because I'm sure mentally you're like, what's the big deal? I'll just take off. And then now here you are. That's
yeah, you're back up and running.
That's fine. Today's going to be an easy show, I think. We'll talk Redskins draft. I think most people liked it.
Oh, I loved it.
We love to grade a draft before any of these players ever step on the field.
Certainly do.
But it's a draft combined with the Trent Williams deal. So they finally pulled the trigger. This was actually really cool. Jason and I did the show after you guys did it Saturday morning. So
yeah, it was cool for you guys. It was
Cakes
cool.
And EB went 3 hours on Saturday morning.
Yes.
And then we jumped on in the first 15 minutes of the show.
Right.
Jason and I had the Trent Williams deal.
Standard.
Traded to San Francisco for right. A fifth-round pick this year and a third-rounder. And we had their first pick, which was the LSU offensive tackle, Sadiq Charles.
5 minutes.
Yeah. As soon as I saw Adam Schefter in the breaking news graphic underneath him, I was like, I was like, those rat bastards, they're going to have the Trent Williams thing just served up on a silver platter. And sure enough, there it was. He gets dealt to the Niners for a fifth rounder this year and a third rounder in 2021.
Well,
seven guests, it was a cupcake show.
Yeah.
Notwithstanding the Williams deal, I thought it was a great draft. Now, look, I had my my quibbles sometimes with I thought maybe you could go a different direction with the first round pick, but I mean you can't argue Chase Young, right? A potential six, seven-time Pro Bowler. I mean, the guy's going to be great.
I mean,
so.
He's graded as the best player in the draft. You get him at number two. It's hard to argue with that.
Yeah, I mean, I would never argue. Mm-hmm. And I just thought all of the other picks just made sense. This draft, to me, for the first time in several years, like, every single pick made sense. That doesn't mean they're all going to be good. And, may cut some of them. Some of them may be awful. They may all get arrested. I have no idea. But every pick made sense, and I just was like, wow. I love this draft. I mean,
you can make an argument they all made sense. The one pick which I would quibble with was probably actually that Sadiq Charles pick, because Dan Helly came on the Junkie show Tuesday or Wednesday of last week was hyping up that tight end from Florida Atlantic. And when they had that fourth round pick, he was right there on the board, and he was drafted just a few picks later. And I was like, oh, let's snag this tight end now. Now they did take Thaddeus Moss, via free agency later.
Right.
But that tight end was right there for the taking. Helly sold me on him. Believe me, never seen the kid. He's from Florida Atlantic. Much like I've never seen the kid from Liberty. And I've never even seen the kid from Memphis.
And hello, you've never concentrated on Sadiq Charles blocking for LSU. You're looking at all the silly skill position players.
So I would just quibble that they could have taken a tight end there.
Yeah, but at least they still addressed the position. Maybe they knew in the back of their mind they were targeting Moss. They liked his skill set. He's obviously got the pedigree where they know that this guy could handle it. I don't know. I liked every pick, and it's not that I'm an expert on any of them. It's just that they made sense on paper to me. I kind of understood what they were doing. I mean, I loved the Gibson pick. At the moment before, I mean, people don't understand this. They go, how can you give it an A when you said you would have done this or you would have traded out of the third round or whatever? I said, yeah, that's what I would do. I'm stupid. But at the end of the day, I like what they did.
Well, apparently Randy Moss must have watered down his jeans because he was a first rounder and his kid is an undrafted free agent.
Right. Well, they do water down their jeans. I mean, Jordan did the same thing too.
What about Michael Jordan's kids?
Yeah.
So, I mean, sometimes that happens. Sometimes
they water the jeans down.
Sometimes Randy Moss will hook up with an elite athlete and they pop out a first rounder.
Turns out this is an undrafted.
Not everybody's like Agassi and Graham.
I understand.
It is rare that undrafted guys become really successful in the NFL, but maybe it works out. You never know.
Yeah, I mean, who knows if he could be really successful, but can he fill a role? Can he play? Mm-hmm. Some of the people that I'm reading think that he has a really, really good shot of making the team.
Think so, too, if Richard Rodgers and Logan Thomas are your main competition at tight end. I think you probably do have a good shot.
And you know what? Maybe
they
still make a play for someone like an O.J. Howard. Who knows?
And listen, part of the reason, and I tweeted this over the weekend, part of the reason why I might give the draft such a high grade is because they had so many needs that, every pick is going to make sense. They got needs everywhere.
Right. You can plug a lot of holes.
Yeah, all right. We plug in that hole, plug in that hole. I like this guy's skill set. Boom. I mean, it was cool.
The Gibson kid's actually listed as a running back. And if you look at what he did at Memphis, he had 31 carries.
Yeah.
And he had 38 catches. And then similarly, Antonio Gandy-Golden, who they drafted from Liberty. And if anybody told me they watched him play at Liberty, they're a liar.
I saw his box scores because right. I'm a nerd. I had him on my college fantasy squad. I had him on at least one of them, and that dude put up numbers.
Unless right. you went Big to ones. Liberty. Unless you're a Liberty grad, yeah. you probably didn't see him play.
Right.
Well, I'm not sure Liberty games are even on television. Are they, Jason? Right. They ever put
I mean, you might find him on like maybe, ESPN like 7.
Maybe
like,
once in a while. Yeah.
But he's a big dude, right? He's really big. Yeah.
I mean, they play Navy, see him and that maybe, Navy game is probably on.
Yeah. I could see him maybe playing tight end. I mean, I'm sure that'd be kind of a hard conversion because he's probably not used to the blocking or whatever, but it seems like at least they brought in guys who should be weapons for Dwayne Haskins.
Well, we said they needed a couple receivers, and they went out and got. Now, Gibson might be, you know, the Skins version of McCaffrey.
Right.
But so he may play a different role. But
Percy Harvin, McCaffrey, somebody yeah. like that. So somebody that can move all around.
You need a couple weapons, and you got a couple more, and we'll see if they work out.
Think about how much more exciting they're going to be offensively. I mean, whether or not Gibson hits or not, he's clearly got the freak athleticism. The kid ran like a 4.39, could play receiver or running back. You know, the fact that they add the big receiver that we're talking about from Liberty. They just got so many more weapons. They've got Scott Turner, who, you know, worked with McCaffrey last year and obviously is a more cutting-edge playmaker than Callahan. I mean, this team's going to be more fun to watch. There's no question about it.
Callahan returned Gibson into an every-down running
back. Grading drafts. I know this is what you do the day after the draft or the week after.
Yeah, I mean, no one knows.
No one knows.
Yeah, you're
That's
right.
That's it, Jason.
Terrible.
I know by doing the show with him, you loved the CBS Sports pretty much live grade. Like a minute right. after the pick was in, they would grade each guy. And I think Gandy Golden might have gotten an A.
He got an A, but who knows?
Yeah.
I mean, he could be, you know, Doxson was a first round pick and he was a complete flop.
Right.
Gandy Golden's a fourth round pick. You just never know how these guys are going to shake out.
But I know it can solve a Rubik's Cube. I really liked it.
Solved a Rubik's Cube on the air on ESPN in like the 20 seconds.
Gandy Golden did that.
What
they draft 6-7 guys, whatever it was? The one guy I know is going to work out is Chase Young. That's why you should really, if you're going to grade it at all, you get an A just because you got Chase Young. But I'm pretty confident he's going to work out.
That's what it's all about. You know what? We did I think it was called Redskins on the Clock, a show on NBC Sports Washington with the boys from the Redskins Talk podcast, JP Finley and Pete Haley and Mitch Titchler. And the grade of the draft is really all about Chase Young because all those other guys could work out. If Chase doesn't work out, it won't be a good draft.
And vice versa. Work out, I just take Chase as a given. You know, even though I would have still tried to explore ways to get more players, but Chase is going to hit.
I'm penciling him in as a dozen sack guy basically every year of his career, and just a game wrecker. If he doesn't become that, then it's a disappointment. Picking him at number two.
Yeah, the bar's high for him.
It is. It should be.
Definitely high for him.
It has to be.
Yeah. But I loved it. So, and I didn't even care about the other teams. Did barely paid attention. I did think that the coverage, while it was bizarre at first and it took some getting used to, overall, I thought like ESPN and the NFL Network, although I found myself on ESPN more. I don't even know how they split it up. I'm not even sure.
The same
I ever
coverage.
Changed it.
Yeah, the same exact
sure
coverage.
Changed it. Yeah.
I mean, maybe the commercials were different, but
I thought that production values on it were outstanding. The only issue was a couple guys like Riddick or whatever, when they would talk, you know, there was obviously a 2 or 3 second delay. They didn't quite have that figured out.
That was annoying. Yeah.
That was a little annoying, but everything else, man, that came out really, really good.
I think they should
really
do it again next year. They should do virtual next year because I like seeing the guys in their war rooms, in their homes.
Yeah, I like all that. The stuff I hated was Goodell talking to the fake fans on TV.
Yeah, that was so dumb.
And then waving and acting like he
come on, Packers fans.
Just waving the card at them. And
He would have the card in his hand and he'd go, come on, Packers fans.
That's all you got? Is that all you got?
And they can't even see him.
I'm pretty sure that was all fake.
And how about
apparently they did rehearsals for that for a couple days.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. Yeah,
exactly, rehearsals.
I think our guy,
Goodell needed rehearsals.
Tailgate Ted tweeted us that he was part of the rehearsals for a while.
He was?
Yeah, so each city had their rehearsals and they were supposed to hype it up.
No, that was the worst part. Goodell was the worst part.
It didn't bother me.
But what shocked me was when we had Helly on Saturday from his campground in Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
He said that Goodell is the greatest dude ever.
Well, maybe loves he is Goodell. Having a beer with, but he's just
that's
a stiff.
What I, mean. I was kind of shocked by it.
Yeah. He needs a few drinks to loosen himself up.
All I know is give him credit, but that dope, I believe, used to be Paul Tagliabue's limo driver.
Hey, he's parlayed it into a very successful and lucrative career.
I don't even think he's going to law school.
He gets the last laugh. He's pulling in close to $50 million a year.
And the NFL.
Did he graduate college? I don't even know.
NFL, remember, got a lot of criticism that they were going to just have the draft. They weren't moving the date. 55 million viewers.
Well, yeah, combined over the
3 days.
Yeah,
so over the weekend, 55 million people checked it out.
That's a lot of mofos.
I think on the last day it was up like 16%. I mean, it just crushed in the ratings.
Like, I know on Sunday, I think it was a Sunday? Sunday or Saturday? No, Saturday. Saturday had the fire. No, Friday, I think it was. Did it rain on Saturday, too? It rained on Saturday and Sunday, right?
It rained on Saturday night, and then it rained a lot Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday. So Friday after the show, I just did a fire for like 9 straight hours, but I just had the draft on the whole time. Oh, Saturday it was, too, because Saturday the draft started at noon, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
You and Cakes did the show Saturday morning till noon.
We did.
Yeah.
Then passed the baton to Jason and I.
Yeah.
Then, of course, Trent Williams gets traded and just hawks you guys.
Plus we had the live draft.
Yeah, live draft and the trade.
Can we just do the NBA draft now? Can we tee that up for a couple weeks?
Not as interesting, though.
Should mention, on the show today, we'll talk NFL draft throughout the show. Rick Snyder is going to join us from thefandc.com. He'll join us at 7 o'clock. Got Mike Renner from Pro Football Focus. We will get his take on what the Redskins did. He'll join us at 8 o'clock. And our pal Dave Richard to give us a little rookie fantasy impact angle. He'll join us at 9, all right here on the Junkies.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We threw up a poll at Junk's Radio as to how you would grade the Redskins draft. 55% give it a B. That's solid.
I would have loved nothing but B's when I came home with
B's?
A report card in high school. I would have been thrilled. Straight B's? Would have loved it.
I'm actually annoyed by B's. I feel like they should get an A.
24% gave it an A. If you put that together, that's nearly 80%. 15% gave it a C, and 6% gave it a D or lower. And think about the general negativity that comes with talking about the Redskins, talking about organizational decisions. By and large, people liked it. B or better.
The only quibble I had was, and we talked about it once they took Gibson, but I would have said, and I'm just a fan, but watching Bryan Edwards from South Carolina is just a freak athletically, and He's an acrobat. You know, he's not real fast, but he's got ridiculous hands. He just made ridiculous catches for South Carolina. And he's bigger. He was about 6'4". But
maybe,
you know,
the skins, maybe they feel like Gandy Golden,
but look,
is similar.
These guys watched every single play of every player they drafted, probably every player in the draft. So they knew a lot more than me. So they decided Gibson was the guy.
I mean, I think there are things you can quibble with. Like I said, I would have gone with the tight end with that fourth-round pick. They decided to go the entire draft without drafting a tight end, and they went the undrafted free agent route by taking Randy Moss's son.
Well, I think there was four or five tight ends selected in the fourth round. So after the Skins took Charles, you know, you already talked about Bryant going. You went like five or six picks later. And then I think there were three or four tight ends selected after that. So once they got through the fourth round, I'm sure that all the tight ends they were looking at were already gone.
NFL teams, they fall prey to the same run on positions as fantasy drafters do. Like they see a bunch of tight ends go off the board, they feel like they have to get theirs, or running back, or wide out, whatever spot it is.
I mean, I know Sadiq Charles had suspension issues and missed, you know, six games last year for the suspension, but he's still 6'4", 320. He's 20 years old. He played at LSU. He's a left tackle. You know, he's
a monster.
He's just a monster, dude. So there's upside there, no doubt. And it's a position of need. They need a left tackle. So
exactly.
I hate that pick.
I thought every pick fit a position of need or a want, you know, something that this team needed. And that's why I give it such a great grade. So I don't know how people can knock it, but whatever. I mean, you could clearly knock it once they start playing. But just like on paper, I thought it was a home run. I was actually disappointed when I was looking up, and not everybody was giving him an A.
All right, let's open up the phone lines. 800-636-1067. What'd you make of the Redskins draft? I think when you talk the draft, you do have to include the Trent Williams deal, unless you want to separate it out. To me, that was part of it. They were able to pick up a third rounder next year and a fifth rounder this year. So that's the best that they could do at that point.
Yeah.
At least it's over with.
But
it's
they were running out of options. They were running out of teams that they could do deals with, because it seemed like every other team was drafting an offensive tackle and just turning their back on Trent Williams and saying, we'd rather just go with a young guy we can draft and develop.
They were lucky to deal with their headaches.
The
Williams camp was lucky that the Niners left tackle. What was the kid's name?
Joe Staley.
Yeah, Staley just retired.
Right.
So, and the Niners knew that.
They knew that, yeah.
They kept that under the vest. But what if that situation wasn't playing out? I mean, we could still have this guy.
Yep, you could still have an impasse on your hands.
But you know what? He's going to the Niners. He's going to be with his old coach. He's going to a place where he's got a legitimate chance of winning a Super Bowl. He doesn't have to go block for Cousins. And so, you know, who knows if he actually forced his way out of the Vikings deal. That was one of the rumors out there. But yeah, like you said, at least this is behind the Skins now. They don't have to worry about it anymore.
And I was a little bit shocked to see that they don't have the framework of a new deal in place for him in San Francisco. It looks like he's just going to go and play on that last year on his deal, and they'll work on another deal down the road.
Yeah, well, you earn it. Let's see how good he is.
Now, part of the reason I think why the Redskins, so Valdez actually posted a very cool draft grade chart. And, you know, I think part of the reason why the Redskins are sort of middle of the pack here is because they're the Redskins. And people just, you know, you're holding it against them. But the Vikings and the Cowboys, they seem to by far, and the Ravens always get good draft grades. The Vikings got A's. There's like 10 or 12 different guys. They got A's from everybody but Maskey from the Post.
They had a ton of draft picks. Yeah, Kuiper gives the Redskins a C+.
Yeah.
That's so weird to me.
Well,
I
maybe
think it's
doesn't like
the Redskins.
Maybe doesn't like Gibson as much as others. That's the thing. The thing about the guys that the Redskins drafted, they're versatile. And I'm sure that Scott Turner will figure out where to put them on the field. But when you talk about Gibson, for example, is he a running back? Is he a wide receiver?
He's everything.
I don't think it matters. He's a positionless type player. He's
they're going to put him everywhere.
They're going to mix it up
with. And then with Gandy Golden, I'd assume he's a wide receiver, but he's not fast. He's just big.
He's not slow.
Yeah, I don't think he's slow.
Here's the thing about Gandy Golden. He was super productive.
Yeah, I don't think you turn him into a tight end. I think
he's too light.
You play him at wide receiver, and you hope you get something close to the production you got.
And one of the reasons the Vikings got an A, probably, they had 15 selections.
Right.
They got 15 new players. Now, not all of them are going to make the squad, but they got some depth there.
All right, let's bang out some of these calls. 800-636-1067. 106.7. Where did our guy go? Who is it there?
It is Roy
in Spotsylvania. Roy, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, good morning, Junks. How you doing?
Hello,
what's up, Roy?
Okay.
Hey, first thing, thank you for the Pizarro's gift card.
Nice.
Oh, you're
appreciate
welcome.
Appreciate that.
Good.
And, Danny Golden. I saw him play at Liberty. I've seen him play six times. My in-laws live in Lynchburg, so I get to go to a few games every year.
Right. Cool.
You know, yeah. So
what
I mean,
was your take?
He's not going to be a Hall of Famer, but he's going to be solid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what I told John Lennon.
What is he's not going to be a Hall of Famer.
Go ahead. He's going to be solid. And then Chase Young, that was a no-brainer, you know.
Right.
I haven't been a Skins fan in 25 years. Now I will be one again this year.
Wow, Gandy Golden and Chase Young make you a Redskins fan again. Yeah, what Kuiper said about Gandy Golden is he called him a 6'4 raw wideout with a massive 77-inch wingspan. Attacks the ball in the air, though he'll need some time to develop.
I got nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
He's just hoping he develops.
That's what you generally do with mid-round picks.
Yeah, kept exactly. waiting for but Josh Doctson to develop. It never really happened.
But the guy from CBS, Chris Trapasso, who graded every pick from every team, gave him an A. So yeah, it's eye of the beholder. You know, Kuiper didn't like him as much.
Definitely is. Chad Reuter gave him an A. Daryl Slater from NewJersey.com gave him an A. Doug Farrar gave him an A. Well, A-. Nate Davis from USA Today gave him an A-. So, I mean, they definitely got some high grades.
Hey, look, I think if you think about it, if one of those two weapons works out, it's good. Because I just keep going back to that one draft where they took Malcolm Kelly and Devin Thomas and neither of them worked out. He's one of the two to really work out.
Also, Fred Davis, I believe, in that same loss, in that same draft.
Yes.
So, yuck.
Fred could play. Fred just had off-the-field issues. Fred didn't like his alarm clock.
You wouldn't say he had a good career. He didn't really pan out.
I don't know. He had a better-than-average career.
What?
The average career is 2.5 years.
I mean production-wise. I don't mean length.
Fred Davis had some moments. Did he not make a Pro Bowl the one time?
You don't think he was a was Fred Davis a disappointment?
Only
yes or no?
Only because of his talent.
Okay.
Only because of his talent. I mean, Fred played 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years in the NFL. I mean, I don't know. Okay.
He was a bust. I would label him as a bust.
Did maybe he make a Pro Bowl?
Maybe he didn't. I remember the 1 year.
I don't know. I don't remember that, but maybe you're right.
He might not have.
It was the Redskins' offensive player of the year in 2011, but I don't see any accolades like Pro Bowl. Yeah.
Maybe that was the year he made the Pro Bowl.
No, he probably didn't, but I mean, he had some good years. I mean, he definitely did, but you know, he had off-the-field issues is what held him back, in my opinion.
His best year was 59 catches for 796 yards and 3 touchdowns.
I would say for a second-round pick, he was second-round pick, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
If he was a second-round pick, I think he had a underwhelming career.
13 career touchdowns.
Yeah, yeah. For a second-round pick, come on.
Please.
That's underwhelming. Get
out
of here.
Now, he was a fifth- or sixth-round pick, I'd say, yeah, that's a good career. But second-rounder,
I don't think it was terrible. I mean, he left a lot on the table.
He was average at best. Average.
Correct.
Okay. In my opinion.
I just have fond memories of him making plays for us. So.
800-636-1067 is the number.
Yeah.
Let's go back to the phones. If you want to chime in on the Redskins draft, what do you make of it? Obviously, Chase Young was drafted on day one. I think the draft will be defined by how Chase Young plays. If he develops into the Hall of Famer, everybody says, good draft. But you could talk about these supporting guys. They take Antonio Gibson, a guy who at Memphis – nearly ran the ball as much as he caught the ball, but was for every touch going 15 and a half yards. That was his average touch.
If he becomes a poor man's Christian McCaffrey and Chase Young gives you double-digit sacks, the draft becomes an A+.
Yeah.
If that happens.
And, of course, they draft a big tackle out of LSU. The reason why he probably slips to the fourth round is he's had suspension issues. Apparently it's weed. They're not even really going to be testing that in the NFL anymore, so it's not that big of a deal.
Right.
He's a big guy, 6'4", 320-plus pounds.
Let's hope he learned from that, too, you know.
Oh, I'm sure Coach Rivera is going to sit him down and say, what you were doing at LSU, all those shenanigans, those have to be behind you now.
Or he
now
could
you're
say,
a pro.
Or he could say, I don't really care what you did at LSU, but I know you played at LSU, right. So you must be pretty good.
Yeah. How many guys were drafted from LSU? Was it 15?
I don't know. It seemed like 100.
I think it was 14 or 15 guys.
I mean, about 40% of the draft was Southeastern Conference.
All the draft was is a gigantic infomercial for Alabama and LSU for their recruiting departments.
Right.
Or the whole SEC.
Yeah. Sprinkling a little Ohio State, though, Cakes.
A little Ohio State, certainly. Sprinkling the first three or four
of them, yeah. And sprinkling some Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Let's go to Will in Stafford on line two. Will, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junkies.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Yep. Sure.
Hey, I just want to say, I saw Gandy Golden play at UVA, and I went back and checked. He had like 6 catches for 60 yards and a touchdown, and they were doubling him over the top and underneath. It's UVA, so you take it with a grain of salt, but, I mean, it's a good D1 opponent, and he had a good game against them.
Right. So
and I just
like
want to say, too, I think the line – Yeah, I like the pick. Definitely inside the red zone. People were saying, he doesn't have speed, but, from the 20 in, you don't really need speed. So yeah. I think that was a good pick. Hopefully it pans out. I think the linebacker from Michigan is probably already better than Ryan Anderson, so hopefully he gets on the field, But other than that, I love the draft. I love seeing a couple of the girlfriends try to steal the spotlight, for a couple of the picks. That was pretty funny. But it was a good weekend, man. It was a nice distraction from what's going on. So.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Was it CeeDee Lamb's girlfriend took his phone?
Yeah.
For a second, then he swiped it back.
By the way, you're not a baller unless you have multiple cell phones. If you only have one cell phone, you're just kind of a nubber. I mean,
Multiple?
I think Chase was working 2 phones when he was on with Coach Rivera and the Skins.
I'm glad Chase. I only have 1 phone.
Chase had a lot going on. He had the sunglasses.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a lot going on.
He's a superstar.
Yeah.
He
knows it. Or he's applied for a trademark of something, right?
He's a businessman now. Might as well.
I think he's an Under Armour guy, too.
Isn't it called Terrorize the Day or something like that?
I know Terrorize is in it.
Huh. We'll see if that catches on. Let's go to Jimmy in Brandywine. Jimmy, what's up, buddy?
He dropped off.
Oh, he did? Oh, okay. He had problems, I guess, with the back of the draft. He didn't like the last few picks.
Just to clarify, he seeks a trademark for Terrorize the Moment.
Terrorize the Moment. Okay, we'll see. Maybe that'll catch on.
I think he can probably have it, because I don't think I've ever heard anybody use that phrase before. He'll make it huge.
What were some of Robert's phrases?
No pressure, no diamonds.
No pressure, no diamonds.
So many. I can't keep up with all of them.
Yeah. He's probably got all those T-shirts.
I think Valdez has all those memorized because RG3 is a Raven, or at least he was last season.
Right. Is he still there? Is he still under contract with the Ravens?
Yeah. Is their backup quarterback.
Still there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How do you like the Ravens draft? Everybody gives them an A except for like one guy.
The only problem that I had with it was that this was like the biggest wide receiver draft since 2014, and they waited until the 5th round to grab one. And then that's probably what they needed the most was wide receiver help.
Hmm.
They got a couple good ones that they had from last year, though.
Yeah, but Duvernay is a pretty good player.
I think
he's going to fit in nicely.
He's tiny, but I mean Brown and Boykin are pretty good.
Yeah, but they need a possession receiver. So hopefully they can address that. In free agency, undrafted free agents, but hopefully Duvernay pans out.
Possession receiver, those are the easiest ones to find, in my opinion.
But I get sized for Dobbins.
Yeah, you do.
You get sized for Queen, too.
And Harrison.
Yep.
It's a good draft all around.
All right, if you want to chime in on the NFL draft, you can at 800-636-1067. We've got our pal Rick Snyder, who writes now for thefandc.com. He will join us coming up at 7 o'clock. 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Coming right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on NBC Sports Washington. You want to jump on? 800-636-1067 is the number. You can always tweet us at Junks Radio. Text us on the Thompson Creek Windows text machine. The number is 1-800-636-1067. Standard message. Data charges may apply. Sarah, you watched one episode of The Last Dance. I watched both.
Yes.
Cakes is out. He's not even watching anymore. Jason will watch today.
How can Cakes be out? I mean, it's fantastic. How do you not like that?
I don't know if I'm officially out. I may re-engage. We'll see.
He doesn't like Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I'm not a big Jordan. Part of it. I'm not a Jordan sycophant. Like,
well, not everyone
who's
watching.
Everybody else on the planet is.
No, I would say that it's just. I mean, I just like the behind the scenes stuff. I mean, it could have been about anybody. I love that. Behind
and
the
that
scenes
era
stuff.
Of basketball was great. It just was.
Right. It was, of course.
And that's you know, we were in our 20s and 30s at the time. It was awesome. I just wanted to say this without spoiling the content of what they talked about. Carmen Electra is just unbelievably pretty. She really is.
Is she still? Did they show up?
Were they
in
interviewing
the interview,
her?
I was like, man, why haven't we seen her on TV for a decade? Yeah. I thought she still looks really good.
Yeah, I didn't notice. I
she's also a wackadoo. Anybody who would date
I don't doubt
Dennis
that.
Rodman is a wackadoo.
Of course.
I don't remember seeing her last night. Did I just blow by that? Maybe that was in the fourth episode. Was that in the fourth episode or that was in the first?
I think it was in the third episode. They were talking about how they gave Dennis Rodman the vacation.
Right, to Vegas.
He went to Vegas, and then Jordan had to come.
But I saw him on the motorcycle.
Yeah, but don't you remember the story of Jordan had to go get him in his hotel room, and Carmen Electra was hiding in the room?
Yeah, I missed that part. I read about it, but maybe I cut it off right before.
She said she claimed she was unaware of the Bulls' schedule,
right.
Which I.
Oh, so when I saw the
when
I saw the headline that she had to hide from MJ, I thought she was saying that he was stalking her, but
no,
she was hiding
no.
because she didn't want him to find Rodman and Carmen in the same hotel room.
No, the deal was that they decided to give Rodman a 48-hour vacation. He went to Vegas, and Jordan tells the story that he told Phil, "Hey, you're going to give him 48 hours. He's not going to come back."
Uh-huh.
And Rodman said, okay, I'll go to Vegas 48 hours. But, of course, he missed the deadline. And Jordan had to go to the hotel room where Rodman, I guess, was just sleeping or whatever, was about to miss practice, and Carmen Electra was there.
Right. So Carmen didn't want Jordan to find her in the room with Rodman.
Yeah, I think because she was probably naked. She just said that she hid behind the couch with, like, blankets.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to it. So I thought that I know they did the episode, the double episode in the premiere weekend. Are they doing two episodes a week?
Yes.
I thought they were just going to do one. Okay.
Double dipping every weekend.
Every week. All right, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, two episodes is a lot. I mean, it's a lot to sit
Well, especially
there
if it starts
hours.
At 9.
Yeah. How did you guys rate? And again, I only saw the third. I didn't see the fourth yet. I've got it all recorded, obviously. How would you rate 3 and 4 versus 1 and 2, JP? Same caliber? You were just
it's hard to remember. I think it's the same. I mean, it's the same director. You know, I mean, you might have, like, favorites. Like, maybe you prefer when they focus on Scottie Pippen versus Dennis Rodman. Yesterday, episode 3 really was Rodman-centric, and then episode 4 was Phil Jackson, Doug Collins-centric. Like, how did they get to Phil Jackson from Doug Collins? Because Michael Jordan loved Doug Collins. And that's, of course, why he brought him
back here.
To the Wizards.
Yeah.
Right.
He loved playing for Doug, but it seemed like Jerry Krause, he loved Phil Jackson, wasn't able to bring Phil Jackson aboard when Stan Albeck was the coach. And then when Collins took over as the head coach, he was able to bring Phil Jackson in as assistant coach. And slowly but surely, they were giving Phil more and more responsibilities. And eventually, they made the move, even though Collins had led them to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Weren't you struck by how much Collins aged? Oh, my God. I mean, I know everyone ages, but when they showed him in that first year with Chicago, he looked a lot like his son. Did you notice that? Did that jump out at you, JP? He looked a lot like...
I didn't think about that. I didn't really... I mean, I actually thought when they showed the clips of him kind of reminiscing and talking about the past that he looked pretty good for an older guy. I mean, he's got to be in the 70s.
He's 68.
No, he's not in his 70s.
Okay, it's close, though.
He's in his 60s.
He's in that neighborhood.
He's 68. He's 1 decade away from us.
Okay, basically. But what... 68, it's 19 years older than me, dude. It's not 1 decade.
Well,
1 decade we'll in name only.
In a decade, we're going to be in our 60s.
Okay, well, 19 years from now, I think I'd like to look like Doug Collins. I didn't think he looked that bad.
Oh, I thought he looked like a mess. I didn't like it.
I thought Carmen Electra looked amazing to the point that when I saw her, I was like, that can't be Carmen Electra now, but I assume it is Carmen Electra now.
I feel like
now.
Sometimes I get them confused. I mean, obviously I knew who they are, but I feel like Carmen Electra and Daisy Fuentes, we haven't seen them in the last 20 years. Those were two icons from the 90s.
Is she 50 yet? She's probably close
she's
to 50.
She's 48, Carmen Electra.
Oh, she's 48. All right.
It looked like she had a lot of Botox. How did I miss the Electra segment? It must have been at the very end.
You probably dozed off. You probably dozed off.
You're probably throwing logs on your fire, Ricky.
No, I couldn't. No fire yesterday. All the rain. It killed me.
Oh, yeah. It rained all day. Yeah.
I mean, this is my explanation for how you missed it. You're Eric Bickle. You miss a lot of things. I mean, you probably were watching because you remember the story. Jordan was telling the story, and then they were passing around, like, the phone to the people. Like, they gave the phone to Phil Jackson. They gave the phone to Dennis Rodman.
But there was no Electra yet at that point. I saw
that. She chimed in, like, 2 minutes later.
I don't remember seeing her.
I'm going to eat it all up. I can't wait.
I just got to see the pictures of her. How does she look?
Three things to watch today, Cakes. Got two episodes of Last Dance and, of course, Homeland series finale.
Yes. Got to get into that before all the spoilers come out.
That's my point, EB. I think she looked amazing. And I was
she
just
has straight hair now, not curly. It's nice and straight. I see her on a red carpet from 5 days ago.
Yeah, I think it was straight hair.
Yeah. Yeah, she looks good. Shocker.
Cakes, it didn't seem like Rodman was the most faithful person to her, though.
Shocker.
They had a marriage that lasted like 8 months.
Even when he was going to Vegas, it seemed like he was with her. He was hollering at other women.
Didn't you think that Rodman looked – I mean, I know Rodman's troubled, and he's got a lot of stuff going on, and he's clearly got an alcohol problem. But didn't you think he looked bad? I thought he looked bad.
I've always thought he looked bad.
No, but I mean, like, he looks like – well, how old is Rodman? He's got to be about 57 or something, right?
Mid to late 50s. Probably the same age as Jordan.
Like, Jordan looks pretty good, although he looks bloated. And I think Jordan looks drunk in the doc, to be honest with you.
His eyes are bloodshot.
Yeah, I think Jordan looks like he's hammered.
Yeah, probably. My wife said, what's up with his eyes? I was like, he's Michael Jordan. He's old.
I thought Pippen looked really good, actually.
He's got a 20-ounce bourbon next to him.
I mean, Pippen's
an
ugly
up.
Dude. Pippen's ugly, but he just looked healthy.
Yeah, but he aged a lot, too, compared to, like, when they kept cutting back to the footage. I mean, everybody ages.
Of
I get
course.
It. But
these guys are in their mid-50s.
Yeah, guys are 25.
If Jordan didn't look so bloated and drunk, I would say Jordan looks the best.
Yeah.
I mean, Rodman destroyed his face.
Yeah.
Well, you know who's gained a lot of weight? Who? They show him a lot in episode 4, Horace Grant.
Oh, really?
Horace Grant looks like he hasn't missed a meal.
Come on, Horace.
Oh, is that true? I haven't gotten to that one yet.
Big fatty.
Horace Grant.
His brother, Harvey, looks good.
Yeah, Harvey looks good. I've done a couple Wizard shows with Harvey. But Horace looks like he's hit the buffet table a lot.
You can see in the face.
Yeah, he looked chunky. Episode 4 talks a lot about their rivalry with the Pistons, which is good. And Phil Jackson, of course, taking over for Doug. Mm-hmm. The first year that Phil Jackson is there as he takes over for Doug, I think Doug only had 2 years. With the Bulls, they went to the Eastern Conference Finals and lost in Game 7 to the Pistons. And then they go into how Jordan wanted everybody to lift weights and everybody gets more physical. And then, you know, the Pistons end up getting swept by the Bulls the next year.
Right, and that's when Isaiah walked off the court.
Yeah, Isaiah comes off looking like a total punk.
He is. He's just a little woman.
Isaiah's a phony.
They still hate each other to this
day.
Yeah,
they hate each other's guts.
Sounds like he's not a fan of many of the Pistons, right? He said he's still like like John Sally, who's like a fun guy. You think he hates John Sally? I was thinking about that.
Mm-hmm. Good
he's
question.
Part of the group.
I think it was
critical,
mostly. I think it was mostly Isaiah.
Isaiah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure
probably Lambeer.
Lambeer.
Yeah, of course. How could he like Lambeer?
Yeah, it'd be impossible.
Cakes, I started watching Waco. I'm three episodes in. That's
it's
really
it's good, right?
It's really
it's
good.
It's pretty well done, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know how accurate it is. I'm sure there's some Hollywood elements to it, but
yeah.
That story is unbelievable. And I'm sure they got a lot of that right because they interviewed people who were actually there at at Branch, you know, one of the Branch Davidians. Actually, they interviewed multiple. But Taylor Kitsch does an unbelievable job.
He's a good David Koresh, isn't he?
He's really good, yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't think that show just looks like a Hallmark movie? It just seems like...
Have you watched it?
I think it's
more
well-done
than that. I
watched
like 2 hours of it, and I was like...
It's a little more violent than a Hallmark movie.
Well, no, it's more violent, just like low production.
I thought the production values were pretty good.
They got some pretty...
Hey, you guys just gobble up anything.
Maybe we have low standards, Drab. I don't know. I like it.
I mean, I just like the fact that, you know, it's obviously a true story, and a lot of that stuff I didn't realize. I mean, I don't remember that shootout. I don't remember the shootout at the complex. Where the ATF was just firing bullets into the house.
It's good to get a reminder of what went down.
I mean, I remember it happened, but I don't remember the footage of it.
It was vicious.
Yeah. Well, now you see how it happened and why it happened.
What's the name of that one?
Waco, Ricky.
Waco.
Oh, they just call it Waco?
It's probably RG3's favorite the miniseries.
I doubt it. But, I'm all in on that. I'll watch that.
I started watching The Stranger.
I already saw that.
Jason watched it. It's a chick with the hat. Mm-hmm. Drops like a couple of bombshells, and it's a mystery. But I only watched one episode.
Yeah, it's good.
I still haven't watched the surfer one. What's that one called again, Jason?
Unstoppable.
Unstoppable. Yeah. Right. That's only like 2 episodes, right? I mean, like 2 hours or something?
I think it's three. Yeah, I think it's three.
Yeah. Do that.
All right, coming up next, we're going to get back into the NFL draft. Rick Snyder covers the Redskins for The Fan. You can check out his work at thefandc.com. We'll talk to Rick Snyder next here on The Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.